this episode of the Prosperity Podcast, we're going to be talking about the Prosperity Idea Challenge. And this one is an innovative idea that we're going to explain with you, and maybe you'll be able to approach challenges differently. So I'm setting the stage just a little bit, but Kim, we're going to go back and forth with this. Sound like a plan?
It does. And I like those three initial words. What is it? Is it alliteration? It's not alliteration. That's when you have P's and P's and P's, which of course I love. What is it called?
Abbreviation.
Abbreviation. So we're going to have a pick. That's what we call it. Yes. A prosperity idea challenge. I'm in. Mm-hmm. What do I do?
Excellent. So here's how I was thinking about this. So oftentimes we're living in this world where people are, you know, keeping their cell phone in their pocket and they see something and they say, oh, let me take a pic of that. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if whenever we have a challenge that we take a pic of that challenge? And instead of taking a pic with our phone, how about we have a prosperity idea challenge? So we say, well, instead of this being a problem or, oh, I'm scared right now or whatever type of self-deflating conversation you have, you can say, what can I do to make this situation prosperous? Take a pick. What do you think of that?
Ah, that is great. So this is a mind shift, really. And we want to remember that it's so easy to shift our minds, and yet we sometimes think it's hard. So one of the things that I always like to think about is literally like a light switch. In fact, sometimes that's what you need to do. Go over, shut the lights off in your room, and then turn them back on. It literally is that easy to shift your mind. It is that easy to pick or choose your mindset and how you view things, the point of view. So there's another abbreviation for you, POV, point of view. It's something that the movie industry uses all the time, like shift your point of view. Go look at this scene from over here on the left side or over here on the right side instead of straight on. And that's all you're doing with your mind.
Yes, absolutely. So within this pick strategy, I wrote down an additional abbreviation, and it's kind of a framework that I'm working through. And I'm looking at it, I'm saying, okay, well, if we're in a challenge, we can take a pick. And to me, that means to pause, to internalize, and then to compliment. And the reason why I chose those three words is especially the word compliment, because, you know, when we shift to gratitude, as you've, you know, mentioned to us several times on the podcast, then we push out any of the ingratitude that we have. I think one of my favorite stories is the seat inside the airplane that you've shared with us so many times. And so, you know, pause, internalize, and compliment to me is one of those frameworks of saying, okay, I can actually do this regardless of the situation, of how much time I have, where I am. It's something I could do. I have control over that.
Well, it is so true. And your choice of the word internalize is interesting, because self-generated confidence, self-generated motivation, internal ability, literally taking a breath, all of those things are what I think about when I think about the word internalize. And one of the things that's very interesting in the almost early summer of 2020 here as we talk about this is that there is a movement about to get people to be more responsible for themselves and to make their own choices about what they're dealing with. So as an example, if you're in a fearful mindset about something, you can change your thought, but sometimes you need to change where you're physically being also, like literally where your body is. And so isn't it wonderful that here in America, we have 2 feet and we can move where our body is? And so that's the other tip that I would love to share, is that sometimes when I'm not able to get my mind to shift quickly, like with the light switch, I will move my body. I will literally get up, go put myself outside for a minute, or move to a different room in the office, or, you know, if it's on the weekend, go out to the barn or to the garage or wherever, and literally do something physical for a few minutes it's amazing how quickly that then shifts your mentality or your point of view or what's going on internally in your body. Because I've literally felt fear in my body and been able to be so grateful, so proactively gracious to somebody in front of me or physically involved in something. I mean, even like taking out the garbage or something. Then when I came back to what was in front of me, maybe it was an email or, you know, a message in front of me or something on the computer or whatever, the fear was no longer there.
Now, is this something you learned when you were younger? Or is this something that you identified as you were aging in your career and kind of solidifying those thoughts?
It's both. Thank you so much for asking. I want to share with you the nicest compliment that I got from somebody on Friday, just 2-3 days ago. We have a standing meeting that is noon Pacific time, 2 Central. And this person's on the Pacific time zone. They're in Arizona. And he said, I always make my meeting with you the last of the week because no matter what we're discussing, you bring positivity and excitement to the meeting. And I was like, wow, the last meeting of the whole week? That's really, really nice. And what I said to him, in addition to the thanks, was it's a learned and practiced skill. So I am absolutely sure that I had some of it in my family as a part of my childhood. And I had to learn and learn and relearn and learn again. And I have to practice and practice and practice and practice it. So that's cool that it's a learned and practiced skill, right? Because that means anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. And I would imagine that you've not only improved that skill, but you've learned different ways to be using that skill as well.
Absolutely. I want to share another story that came up on Friday. We're interviewing for a new employee and a angel message. So that's how I like to term thoughts from God. Just a, you know, right popped into my head. Ask this question. Prove to me that you have a positive mindset. So think about the typical interview questions, you know, how in the past, how have you dealt with this? How have you dealt with that? And so I just chose to phrase it as less of a question and more of a prove to me that you have a positive mindset. And the gal, we were on Zoom, you know, of course she like literally sat back like, whoa, let me think about that for a minute. And very quickly, thankfully, very quickly, came up with 2 specific things that she did physically demonstrate that positive mindset. And she said, well, first of all, you know, I had some challenges in the past. And so I always keep, and this is so real and I love this and so simple. And it was for her. So each person needs to do their own thing. But for her, she always keeps this cute little Kleenex holder that's like real colorful and bright in her purse. And whenever she opens her purse, whether she's trying to get a Kleenex or not, she sees it. And that just reminds her to be bright and happy. Like, yeah, almost hired her on the spot just because of the answer, right?
That's so good.
So yeah, it's a learned and practiced skill.
Yes, absolutely. So I think for listeners and for us, and I'm not going to say for listeners because I need to include myself because I am constantly finding ways to become more positive, to see the abundance that is around. Because oftentimes we can get distracted of that if we forget what's really happening around us, if we fall out of gratitude. So your stories today have really helped me realize that you know, there are tiny little things that we can do every single moment that will bring us closer. Now, here's the challenge. And I think this is probably one of the biggest challenges because some of us have circumstances when we cannot avoid certain people or certain influences. And that could be a negative family member or it could be difficult work environment like that. And I think all it means is that at those times, we have to just practice a little bit more. You know, I love that the stories of seeing a duck inside of water. You know, what we see up top is someone that's calm cool and collected, but we don't see those feet that are just flailing underwater. And I think that's what happens in a difficult situation.
Well, your PIC abbreviated with the pause is what needs to happen, I feel, when we're around, especially a family member that is challenged by that and or a close friend or what have you. You know, they're all the gurus out there just say, well, just get rid of that person. Well, you can't always just get rid of that person. And so anytime that kind of thing goes on, the ability to pause and take a breath, so critical. Because I know for me, if I let out of my mouth the first immediate thought that popped into my head upon somebody's negative statement or whatever, you know, complaint or whatever, that would not be good at all. So that ability to pause and then internalize says, okay, what is the reaction? It's, you know, the statement, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do about it. What is the reaction that I have? And then compliment and or just bring the subject up a level or dig the one little word out of the sentence that is a good thing and multiply that.
Ooh, so good. So here's my additional challenge for you listeners. As Kim mentioned on one of her weekly meetings, the compliment she received was that was the, we'll call it the final meeting of the week, because they knew it would end with gratitude and happiness and joy. And so for you, if you feel that way right now, maybe this is the time to pause the podcast and this is the last episode for the day. And you now take that feeling of positivity and apply that to your business. Or maybe you take that feeling of gratitude and apply that to your family. Instead of walking in the door and tired, now you've got a recharged smile. Does that sound like a good challenge for today?
I love it. And the presence of a smile, just amazing the good that it can do. Sometimes my mouth and cheeks hurt because I smile so much. I am constantly wanting to smile right through the phone, right through the microphone, right through whatever it is that I'm doing, because I know that that impacts everything else.
Wonderful. Well, listeners, I heard it, and I think all of you can apply that into your lives. So thanks for being on this episode with us today.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.